Blog Talk Radio.
And go on a journey of discovery with our in-studio health and wellness expert and explore this very question. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shamia Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have a blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm feeling the vibration. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is rich and insightful. We encourage you, if you have not taken advantage of our on-demand library, you need to make a note so that you can do that if you have missed any of our past show installments. Archives of previous broadcasts and a richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. On-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on this amazing journey known as life. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes with our all-star in-studio guests, and we will share around today's topic and the subject at hand. Of course, today is our Wellness Monday, so the focus is health is wealth. We're going to dig into that in different aspects. And so we want you to know that we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. We will give you an opportunity to engage with us when we open the programming up for our audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, yours truly, Coach Adams, it's Wellness Monday, and oh, how I love Mondays. You know, health is the greatest wealth, and we're looking at how to win mind, body, and soul in your own life and support others in the same. But before we jump into today's topic and bring in our all-star in-studio guests, we ask that you take a moment to do us a favor to share with you in today's broadcast. Allow those wonderful social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Oh, my gosh, I think you get it. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our powerhouse all-star in-studio guests, we are looking at when mind, body, and soul health in your life and in the lives of others. Every time, absolutely every time this individual joins me in the boardroom, it is always an amazing time live on the airwaves. I mean, this individual, it has such a great richness to share. And I love her passion around health and wealth because of her testimony. If you're a regular listener on Monday, our Motivational Mondays, Wellness Mondays, every first Monday of the month through the year of 2021, then you are familiar with our in-studio guest who is a dynamo in her own right. I'm going to bring in my fellow global wellness coder. I affectionately call her Lady Tabitha. Lady Tabitha Smith, I'm going to ask her to join us, and I would like for Lady Tabitha to just in her own words to share with you, our global listening audience, if she was to tell you who Lady Tabitha is, who she would say she is. Lady Tabitha, welcome. Thank you for joining me here on Motivational Mondays. It's always a joy to have you.
Thank you, Coach Adams. It's always a joy to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation and sharing the platform with me so that we can together empower and embrace our listeners to just be aware and conscious and do something different to make sure they keep their immune system boosted and stay healthy. So thank you, Coach. I'm so happy to be here.
And it is great to have you. And, of course, oopsie, a little overlap there. I so apologize. I was saying it's so great to have you, Lady Tabitha. And, you know, of course, I know the various layers of who you are. But if you were to share with someone who Tabitha Smith is, who would you tell them Lady Tabitha is?
Well, Coach, first I would say definitely I'm a daughter of the Most High God, my Lord and Savior. I love the Lord with all my heart, and I love his people and all of his creation. So that would be number one. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a minister, I'm a coach, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a worshiper. And one of my new titles is being a decoder, being a wellness decoder, a global wellness coder. And what that means is that I have the opportunity of taking all of my pain, all of my suffering, all of the health issues that I've come through mentally and physically. I'm now able to share all of the codes and all of the information I found out and how I'm able to walk today with my head up, my heart high, my heart well, and my shoulders back, and be well, and be well. And everything that appeared that I was not going to have the opportunity to enjoy and embrace, I am full-fledged, a wife, a pastor, a global entrepreneur and minister, and I'm so excited about it that I have the opportunity now to share the codes. And daily we're breaking codes, daily. And what that means is that someone may have a health issue like I did that the doctors could not, they wanted to medicate me, but they weren't able to address all of my systems, mind, body, and soul, mind, body, and spirit. And God gave me a special prescription, you know, just really by seeking him, reading my word, reading books, listening to iPods, all types of information coming in and centering myself with the voice of God, which is my power source, my creator who created this temple, right? Very intricate. So that is a little bit about me. I know it's a lot, but that I would say from my heart how I would describe myself.
And I appreciate you describing and sharing who you are from your heart. And there's obviously so much more that can be said about who you are, but I love that you shared what's most important to you at your core from your heart. And, you know, today, Lady Tabitha, and I love Mondays. I know I said that already, but it is so true because it's an opportunity to come together through this platform of Inspired Media for You and to bring empowerment and insight to our global listening audience on so many different levels, but ultimately so that we are more equipped, as I stated in the open, to work it now, to work our vision, achieve our goals, and live our dreams. And of course, we know that if we're not in a healthy place, mind, body, and soul, we are not in position to fulfill our assignment, to work our vision, to achieve our goals, or live our dreams, if any of those areas are out of alignment. And I love this specific focus today that was pressed on your heart, that we would win not only ourselves, mind, body, and soul, but that we would support others. So it's not about me just getting healthy and whole and well, but I am now supporting others. So why, in fact, was that such an important subject for you, and why was that so pressed on your heart?
Well, Coach, because most of your listeners, I would say, are great leaders in the community and globally, locally and globally, and they're entrepreneurs, their husbands, wives, pastors, evangelists, authors, and which means that CEOs of companies, that in order for their vision to manifest and fully run efficient like they vision and that God would see fit, is that they have other people supporting that vision. None of us can do be successful alone. So it's really important that not only that we take care of our own wellness, but also be considerate of our family, right? Right there first in your household, and then your ministry and your business.
you know, the work-live balance. We hear that term many times in corporate America, but I just thought it would be really, really important, very cool for us to talk about it. Sometimes people just need a reminder and some suggestions. Well, how can I support my coworker or my support team, my employee, my husband, my children's wellness? How can I do that? So that's what we're going to talk about today.
And I love it, Lady Tabitha. And, you know, to our global listening audience, if you don't already have your favorite cup of coffee, your bottle of water, or your tea, and I know Lady Tabitha would say, don't just tea, have your IASO detox tea. And you can tell us about the special coffee that I know I believe your husband loves. The coffee, if you want to share about that. But whatever the case may be, we're saying get comfortable, get your notepads ready, have your pens, your tablets, smartphones with your notes, laptops, desktops, whatever it is, so that you can capture the richness that will be shared so that you can win mind, body, and soul yourself along with others, supporting those that are around you. So Lady Tabitha, give us a little greater insight on this subject and share with us some of the nuggets that you think it's important for us to recognize mind, body, and soul along with this process of I'm getting healthy and well, but I'm also helping others. So what thoughts do you have for us to kind of chew on this evening? I'm so excited. I got my notepad ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to take it all in.
Okay, great, because I'm going to need your support. I'm going to need your support to deliver this message. And what I would like to do, Coach, is just have a conversation. I would like to ask everyone to begin to ask themselves, who needs my support? Who needs my support? And many of us operate and function in several circles. So, of course, we have our home, and then we have our businesses, our ministry, right? Support is needed in all of those circles. But, of course, things have to be done balanced so that we're not wearing ourselves out, because remember, what's in the cup is for you and the overflow is for the people, right, Coach? I often say. So having a balance but yet being conscious of that. And, again, the systems, not only within our own life or our family life or our ministry or our business, if we're not conscious, if we don't support, and if there is a weaker link in the terms of if someone gets sick and call in, they can't make it, or they have an emergency, or, you know, their blood pressure, we could name many scenarios and situations that would cause a person, because of their health is not functioning properly, that they may not be able to come to the table that day, but you really need them to come to the table so that that particular vehicle, it may be opening a store, your store, if you have a store, a clothing store, if you operate a church, if you run a radio station, right? So there's many players and pieces to the puzzle to operate. And so it's really beneficial for us to extend that love and that appreciation, that care for our brother and sister that work along with us.
You know, I think that what you're saying, Lady Tabitha, it's so crucially important and key. Because the reality is we're in a second health crisis.
Yeah,
we're in a
second
health crisis. You know, it's been stated that the Delta variant is more than twice as contagious as the previous strain of the virus. And so we are still in the midst of a health crisis. You know, hospitals are shutting back down. You can't visit and be with your loved ones. It's so interesting. I was having a conversation with a dear associate of mine, and her heart was aching because she lost her sister in October or November, I believe she was telling me, of 2020. And we were talking about this loss, and her sister died from kidney failure, so it wasn't a direct result of COVID-19. But one of the things that she shared with me, and it just, you know, I could hear the heaviness of aching in her heart, is that she said, I was not able to be there with my sister. At this very crucial time in her life, I could not be there because the hospitals had shut, they were already shut down at that time, and you could not come and visit your loved ones. And here we are in a secondary health crisis, the Delta variant, and, you know, again, it being stated that it's more than twice as contagious. It's so important when you talk about who needs us. Everyone around us needs us because everyone is potentially at risk.
Right, right.
Yeah. I just really wanted to bring that point up as we're talking about health and wellness and who needs us and the reality of what we're dealing with.
Very serious, and I'm just happy that we, that you've extended this platform for us to share and bring, we have the opportunity to do our part to bring as much awareness as possible going out on the global airwaves. So thank you again, Coach. So, yeah, the Delta virus, I personally got a call to find out that the hospitals are closing today because people are without any symptoms or warning, they are passing. And I'm starting to use different words because God had revealed to me that we are going to experience it more and more every day. And so, which will mean that the mental health will increase. And so, again, I'm honored to be able to work with my brothers and sisters around that subject matter. So let's get into our topic today. And we're just going to have a conversation. And the question, Coach, was who needs your support? And you pretty much summed it up when you think about it. Everyone around you needs your support, everyone. So let's break it up. And we talk about mind, body, and soul, mind, body, and soul is normally the format we'll use. And so I'm going to share a couple of nuggets. And Coach Adams, if there's anything that you can think of in that particular category, we'll pause and we'll talk about it. And I would love it if you would expand. You're a great teacher. I always come on Motivational Mondays because I like to hear you. You teach, you talk. I don't really want to hear myself. But but I'm grateful for the opportunity. So if that's a plan, I want to first mind. And remember, family, everyone listening, that we're first looking at ourselves, and then we're looking at the people that need our support. Again, your family, business, your ministry. And, you know, like Coach Adam said, you may be in the post office or the grocery store. Well, now wiping down your cart, right? All these things start to come into play. Wiping down your cart, keeping your mask on, you know, just making sure that we keep things as thorough as possible. So now we're all in this together, and we all need to support one another. But, you know, I was thinking for the mind, Coach, one of the things for the mind is to keep yourself grounded. And how do I do that? I do that starting my day with prayer and meditation, right? And so I do that for myself, but how would I, so when I ask myself and self, how can I help the different circles that I'm connected to, is that suggesting it, maybe I can ask someone, have you thought about praying or meditating in the morning to get yourself grounded before you go out and meet the world? So I would ask, and I would even invite a person, or if they do you need literature or do you need information about it? And sometimes just opening up your mouth to make the suggestion or make an invitation, just a simple invitation, and being okay if someone says no thank you, but at least I did my part, Coach, by extending the invitation. So do you have
anything,
Coach? I love
that, Lady Tabitha. Yeah, I love that. And one of the things that is so powerful is we can be a source of good vibes, good vibrations. And
good
so,
vibrations.
Yes, by the Beach Boys, you know, good vibrations. But we can be a source. We can be a source of good vibrations, good vibes, you know, good energy. Bringing good energy to any situation is so powerful because that supports in being more healthy mind-wise. When the person is feeling good energy, good vibrations, you are bringing that with you instead of the negativity. And, you know, one of the things that is so important is that we must recognize we have the ability to change an environment with the vibrations and vibe that we bring. And that's very powerful when you think about that. You know, I was dealing with a family situation, and I am an avid listener of Boss Christian Radio, and it's a free app on your phone. You can go to the browser and get that, founded by my mentors, our mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth. And I bring that up because I have it on all the time because I know the importance of your atmosphere having the right vibrations to support your mind being in the right place. And, you know, I was dealing with some family situations, and I kept it going all the time. And, again, it's in the palm of my hand at Boss Christian Radio. And so I am listening to it, and I realized that the atmosphere was changing, because, and I was carrying it with me. And I saw that at a different level, and the mindset of those around me began to shift and change and become more uplifted and positive. So good vibes is something that really stands out strongly for me around what can I do to support those around me. I can bring good vibrations. I can be a source of positive energy, and that becomes contagious and infectious. So that's the thought that I have, Lady Tabitha, on the mind.
I love that. I love that. And not only it's changing the environment within you, it's changing the environment all around you. That is powerful.
Yes.
Thank you, Coach. Powerful. I wrote it down. We also want to invite you to have your pen and paper because Coach Adams is going to open up the lines, and we want to hear from you as well that you may want to add to the list and what you would do to share. So that's amazing. The other thing I would do is, Coach, is that what I've worked on, one of my decoding methods was to release the past. Release the past. Release any guilt. Release any blame. Deal with it. All those things that were shoved in the closet, under the carpet, didn't want to hurt feelings. I want to talk about it and in love, and I want to deal with it. Release the past.
That's so powerful.
Right? And first I did that for myself, and now I share that with my husband and my children. I share it within my ministry and my business because I know that we're all made of body, mind, and soul, right? We're all created by God, and it was all created to work together in harmony. But when we don't deal with the past and we continue to drag that heavy, 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 dark luggage with us, it's going to slow us down. So that is my next golden nugget that I would like for everyone to write down. Release the past.
And I love that because, this is the thing about holding on to the past. And, you know, we've touched on it in different ways because the principles are universal. It's like it's not rocket science, but so often we'll hear things, but we don't really connect with it. And when we're holding on to those circumstances of the past, and this we haven't touched on body just yet, but it lends to how it affects our body, how it affects our mind. And it's so key.
Right.
And, you know, when our body starts to break down, our immune system is not at its full capacity. And right now, more than ever, our immune system needs to be at its full optimum best. I know one of the things that, and this is just a sidebar as we get into body as well, that I started taking about a year ago is the multivitamin. And, oh, my gosh, the multivitamin that I take, and Lady Tabitha, I know you take it as well, NutriBurst has truly been powerful for me. You know, I may be dealing with allergies or something in the morning, and I take my NutriBurst, and I can literally feel on a cellular level how my system is being built up, and it's, I can feel that it's, you know, becoming stronger from the inside out. And sometimes it's about having those things that support us to be in a stronger place. And ultimately, as you and I were talking about in our open, it's about you and I, us, global listening audience, being in a better capacity to be able to, let's get back to the core, work our vision so we can achieve our goals and ultimately live our dreams. But if we're not healthy, mind, body, and soul, we do not have the capacity to fulfill our assignment. Lady Tabitha, what are your next thoughts?
That is amazing. I love it, Coach. I also wanted to just piggyback there. One of the things taking my NutriBurst, because we have, you know, all the minerals, all the vitamins within this one shot, I am more focused now. And so now my mind is more focused and clear. I'm not, I have enough oxygen going to my brain. So whatever I have to, challenges in life I have to deal with, it doesn't set me back. And I remember before I started detoxing and taking my liquid minerals every day, things would set me back or cause anxiety in my body, right? I no longer experience anxiety. And it's so such a blessing, Coach, to have the power. We can literally put in a person's hand a vitamin that they can just take a shot of that doesn't taste bad. You don't have to take 10 pills, but just start your day with replenishing your system and watch the changes, you know. And so all, like Coach was saying, the body, all of our mental capacities, it's all connected, because the anxiety, it starts in the mind, but then it manifests in the body. So some people, they shake, they just feel nervous inside. They sweat, their hands sweat. So it's all connected. So I'm really, really happy about talking about this with you, Coach. And I'm looking forward to hearing from the audience things that they do or anything that they have to add to our list. So I wanted to talk about, bring up some different points, because we do this, and I believe we're going to continue to do this every first Monday of the month, talk about wellness. And so I don't want to repeat the same thing, giving new tools and information. Do you have anything else, Coach, that in the mind category before we move on? Because we definitely want to get through to all categories. Is there anything else, Coach?
No, you know, I love that we started with the mind, the importance of meditation, that we spoke about the importance of good vibes, good vibrations. You know, you talked about letting go of those issues of the past, and the nuggets that have been given have been really powerful to support the mind and the connection between the mind and the body, and how all of that really plays a factor in our outcome in life. And so I love where we're going, what we've discussed, and I'm excited to move on to the next area, body, and I have my pen and notepad ready. I'm ready to take in the richness.
All right. Excellent. So body, what can we do to support our own body? Well, I'm going to share with you a simple smile. A simple smile. I often think about our mentors, Mr. and Mrs. H, sending love to them. To be enthusiastic, you have to act enthusiastic. My daughter, Fantastic, actually shared and talked about that this morning because I taught them that principle. And what she was sharing is that, you know, she said, I didn't really feel too high in spirits, but I smiled anyway. I smiled anyway. So we have the control over our muscles and our face. We can smile. And when you smile, you release endorphins to yourself, and then in your household when you're smiling, but maybe you're not feeling 100%, but if you could somehow muster that a smile, it's going to change the environment inside of you, and we're talking about physical body today. So I just wanted to share that because it came up at my prayer table this morning, and my daughter is 13 years old. And she said, you know, I just decided to smile. And even though I didn't feel like smiling, I kept smiling. And then I noticed she looked at me. When she smiled at me, I started smiling. It's contagious, like you were talking about the shifting the atmosphere. So simply smiling at the grocery store, right, smiling at your support system, someone that is supporting you, assisting you in your task, in your ministry, in your home, in your business, smiling at that person, or simply a wave. I love being down south, Coach Adams, because everyone waves at you, you know, like you know them for years. You know, you'll be driving by in a car and they'll wave and smile. So I wanted to share that as our first point, the body. How can I support someone else? Simply by smiling at them. It's contagious. Coach?
It really is, Lady Tabitha, without question. It is contagious. And, you know, this is what's so interesting. It's been stated that it takes the same energy, to smile or frown, the same amount of muscles to smile or frown. And so often we bring, I call it good weather, bad weather, we bring bad weather to the situation and we're looking all stormy, you know. And like you said, that simple smile is so infectious. It's so contagious, and it goes back to changing the atmosphere and bringing those good vibes. And this is the thing, attitude, I mean, attitude really is a decision maker. You know, if people were to see me and you in the lobby and we're applying for a position, they're going to definitely evaluate our experience. But they're going to pay attention to who has good energy, who has a good vibe, who, you know, because people like to be around people who bring joy to an atmosphere. So if you're sitting in the lobby and you got that stormy weather and the resumes align, they're parallel, I'm going to go with the one that has that wonderful little smile on. Why? Because I'd rather be around that energy because it's positive than the negative energy. And like you said, that's a simple shift and thing that I can do with my body. Give you a smile. It takes the same muscles. So why not smile? It's easy,
absolutely.
Breezy. It's a decision. Yeah, frowning or smiling, it's a decision.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love the smile, Coach.
I feel like I have a smiling anointing, you know. I just walk in the room and smile, just light it up. No matter how I'm feeling, I somehow can smile, and I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful. I don't take it for granted. I consider it a gift from God, and so I want to invite everyone, and even smile. I'm smiling right now. Everyone listening to our voice, let's everybody just smile. You know, we're living a virtual world, and so we have to learn, and we've learned how to operate virtually, but just smile, you know, giving your, and let's add to that smile, giving yourself a big, big hug. We're talking about the body and what's going to support. Give yourself a big, big hug, you know, and again, family members, we hug. You know, we've noticed that the pandemic has caused people not to want to be close to each other. It's even in families, you know, there was a time where I could not hug my grandmother. I think I kissed her on her cheek for the first time last week because she was very serious about getting, you know, her shots. Our elderly have to be really careful, so I had to respect it. But the first time I realized that I was not able just to hug my grandmother, right, in her late 80s, I cried. Because I've been hugging her all my life. So one of the things that God has shared with me is that on our call every Wednesday, Coach, we always give ourselves a big hug. And so I want to present that to our listening audience, to go along with that smile. Give yourself a big hug. And when safe or you feel safe, we can embrace others. I'm a hugger, and that's, you know, I'm not able to hug the way that I have in the past, and that's okay. But I can smile, and I can definitely hug myself. And there's ways that you can hug now, and I'll just go ahead and talk about it in detail, making sure that our heads are, and we're not breathing on each other. Right, Coach? You still can hug a person, but not breathe on each other, and just being conscious of that, you know. And I'm not a medical person, no claims at all. I know human touch is very important, very, very important. People, babies cannot survive without human touch. It's been scientifically proved. So we know that the way God created us, you know, conversation, smiles, laughter, hugs, a kiss, these things are important.
They most definitely are, because we are relational beings, and so without question, they most definitely are. And, you know, when you talk about smiling, I was just reflecting. There was a season I have such – I can be very intense at times. A side of my personality, there is this intensity. And I remember this was when I was in my 20s, and, you know, people would ask me, are you okay? Are you okay, Noelle? Are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. And I had to step back when I heard several people ask me, are you okay? Although I sensed that there was something that I was sending off. There was some vibes, as we talked about vibrations, there was some vibes that I was sending off that were speaking contrary to how I was feeling on the inside. And that's why, and not to overdo it, but that's why it's so important. And like in this time of a health crisis and wearing masks, I had this lady, she said to me, just in the store, wherever I was, said, wow, I can tell you're smiling under your mask. Mm. And that was very powerful for me, because what she was saying is I'm seeing this sparkle in your eyes. And, you know, Tyra Banks, back in the America's Next Top Model season, she would talk about smiling with your eyes. And I would always hear that. And so consciously, I fight to, you know, give this little smile with my eyes. And so that was so powerful, because the individual could feel that I was smiling.
Wow.
And so even in the midst of wearing a mask, because I think that people think, Nobody can see my smile or not. Why waste it? But your eyes,
yes,
are letting people know. The eyes are the windows to the soul. And so what are your eyes saying? Do you have joy in your eyes? Because we're talking about other individuals and being able to support them in their health and wellness, what I need to do, but how what I do affects others. And so when you look at that, if I'm showing this vibrancy through the windows of my soul, and you can feel that sparkle, that glimmer, it's going to affect you. I remember being on travel, and you mentioned our mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. And I do see that we have a caller, and I'm going to bring the caller in. Maybe they have a thought to add to our list, and so I welcome that. And so I'll transition them in just a moment. But I remember traveling with our mentors, and I don't think that my eyes are special. I really don't, but I guess there's a uniqueness to them that I don't see because I live with it, right? And so I was going through customs. I'm trying to remember where I was going through customs, and the guy was like, it was like I was hypnotizing him or something with my eyes. And my mentor said, you know your eyes are pretty unique, right? And I was like, nah, I mean, because I think they're just okay, Calvin. You know what I mean? Nothing like super special. But clearly there's something in the eye. So when we can allow our eyes to smile as well, that's very powerful. I'm going to bring in our caller. We love the interaction, so I love that you jumped in the queue. Area code 214, last four digits, 1666. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Lady Tabitha Smith.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Of course, I'm enjoying the whole program. Lady Tabitha talked about her anointing. Well, I just wanted to add that I'm anointed to hug. I'm an anointed hugger. I embrace people, and they just give up all of their pain, all their suffering. They take a deep breath, and they're relieved. But the one thing I would love to add about being a hugger, what a lot of people miss is being hugged, that when you're being hugged, each hug has its own identity. So I get hugged by my daughter-in-law, and she just grabs me really tight into her, and she presses on me really tight to say, Mama Lynn, I love you. And then there's the oldest son, who will take me under his armpits, and he'll just put me under the armpits and give me that, seem like that one-sided hug, but my shoulders are like being squared so tightly, letting me know, Mama, I love you. And then the other son who hugs as well for a very short time, and he says, how you doing? How you feeling? And he goes his way. And so I can feel his love in that. But when that grandbaby hugs me, that grandbaby puts his arms around my neck, and then he just rests his head on my chest, and then he eventually ends up with his hands around his grandmother's waist, and he's expressing his love for me. And I just wanted to say to the listeners, do not miss your hugging, because when you're being hugged, you can feel that love flowing through the people. And I wanted to add one thing about the NutriBurs. That is one of the most fantastic supplement that any human being could take. First of all, when you're taking that NutriBurs in that liquid form, it's directly to your liver. It says to you, don't eat anything for 30 minutes because it's processing through your liver. It's given all of the enzymes, and it really is so fantastic for my muscles. It helps me to get up each day and start my daily walk. I just wanted to add that in as well. It's such a fantastic product of giving you a feeling of wellness, which is what Lady Tabitha has spoken about as well, that feeling of wellness. And even you, Coach Adams, you talked about taking the supplement and how good it makes you feel. Well, it, for me, being 70 years old, I feel like I'm 40 years old, sisters. Thank you, Coach.
I love it. I thank you. Yes. I thank you for chiming in and for sharing those huggable moments and your experience from NutriBirth. So appreciate that. You know, and for those that may be listening in and you're thinking, wow, I would love to find out more and I would like to order NutriBirth, feel free to give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Again, 310-289-2101. So appreciate that, and thank you so much. Lady Tabitha, it is amazing how quickly our time flies. I want you to be able to share with us some thoughts around our soul so that we can complete our trinity of mind, body, and soul, and really digging into, and I love where we've gone in the discussion today. And the reason why I love it is because we took a different approach to mind, body, and soul, and we talked about who needs your support and how when you care for you and what you do through those different areas, how that can affect others around you. If you frown, if you smile, how that affects. If you have this glimmer in your eye or you don't, how that affects. If you have good vibes or you don't, how that affects. So all of the various things that we spoke about, extending love through the hug, so on and so forth, we can go on and on. But share with us some thoughts around soul as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Wow. Thank you, Coach. It's been such a wonderful time. I can't believe we're at the hour of closing, but I first want to just shout out to the beautiful queen that called in, and I said, wow, she has the hug language. I've heard of love language, but now we have the hug language, so I just want
to thank
her for calling in. Wasn't that powerful? That was beautiful. Also inviting her and the others to our wellness call. And like you said, they can order NutriBirth too and feel fantastic and have their immune system boosted. To wrap it up, I wanted to find something different that we had not talked about before. We know as humans and that we're created by God that it is so important that our soul is in alignment with our Creator. And so what that means is, you know, whatever your religion beliefs, mine is God is my power source, my Lord and Savior. The religion, it does not matter. What matters is that you do have a soul and spirit in your Creator, and being one and being resolved, meaning that I think it's a great time for all of us. And I practice this daily. I think it a daily for the soul. Food for the soul daily is reading, for me, the Bible, but I also read the Daily Bread. I read different materials that inspire me. I listen to different materials, as you talked about, Coach Adams, the Boss Radio and keeping my environment charged. These are different ways and writing, but the alignment with our Creator, being truthful with self and the people around you. How can I support others in their wellness? Allow people to talk to you and tell and get, and bring their truth to you. Allow people to share without being offended. This is a season that we cannot walk in offense. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So just opening up, number one, having that love relationship, not religion, but relationship with your Creator and feeling that it is well in your soul. If there's any unforgiveness in your heart, either direction, let's talk about it. Let's talk about those hard things. So I'm going to pin it right there for the sake of time, but I think those are the most important things to do, to allow yourself to talk, write it out, and allow other people to talk to you. Create a safe place so that they can release and tell you their truth, and that we're not offended with one another, but just understand that we're all trying to heal. We're all trying to be well, and our mental and our physical are equally important. Back to you, Coach.
I agree with you, Lady Tabitha. All aspects of who we are, mind, body, and soul, are equally important. And mind, body, and soul health, our ability to fulfill our assignment. I can't emphasize that enough. And the reason why this segment is so important to me is because I've seen health challenges and different things and all of how that affects one's mind, how it affects one's body, how it affects one's soul. And as we know, health is truly our greatest wealth. And when our health is in the right place, our assignment will be fulfilled. We will work our vision. We will achieve our goals. We will live out our dreams. We are in greater position for the manifestation of those areas when each of the components of what makes us who we are, mind, body, and soul, are healthy, we are in a better position to achieve greater things. And when we are in a better position to achieve greater things, we are able to support those that are around us. And it is so important not only to just make sure we're in a good place, but that we support others in being in a good place. And we gave you some great nuggets on how you can care for yourself and how caring for yourself in these areas, how that will affect the health of those around you, mind, body, and soul, so that individually and collectively, you are able to win. And that's what the journey is all about. And I want to share with you, again, if you're interested in finding out more about getting your NutriBirth, the multivitamin that we all spoke about. We didn't pay the caller. We didn't ask her to call in and chime in. She did that on her own. And so know that that was her point of view. I've shared my point of view. And Lady Tabitha, of course, has shared her point of view. In addition to that, I want to make sure that you are constantly reminded that Coach Adams is here for you. I am committed to assisting 100 individuals personally on their journey to achieve greater results in their lives personally and professionally. If you want to learn more about the empowerment tools that I have available, I have a full circle of empowerment starting every Monday right here with Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you. You can come and jumpstart your week with your dose of motivation and inspiration that's going to get you where you need to go and give you some tools to add to your toolbox on your journey. But the journey doesn't stop there. Masterminds, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, all available. So if you want to learn more, give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101, and we want to keep the conversation going. Maybe you didn't have an opportunity to interact and ask a question, make a comment. Join our Motivational Mondays Facebook forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. In addition, Lady Tabitha, why don't you share with our audience as we close out how they can connect with Facebook through the Global Wellness Coders?
Yes, Coach, absolutely. I would like to just invite everyone to our wellness circle. That's every Wednesday at 9:30 Pacific time. And also you can join us on Facebook, Global Wellness Coders. And we would love for you to be a part of the group and begin your wellness journey with us. And we're all accountability partners, and we encourage each other. We have so many amazing stories. We're detoxing, and we're keeping our immune system boosted on a daily basis, and we need that, and that's how we want to do our part to support you.
Excellent. Well, you have a number of tools to pull from your toolbox, resources that are available. It's up to you to work it, so you can work it now. We're here for you. This is Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, Lady Tabitha, signing off for now. That's all that we have time for. I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to having you joining us next week for our Shape Up series, and we'll continue to dig into giving you tools to add to your toolbox on your journey so that you can work it now.